Hey, sister, if it feels like it has just been forever that you and your husband have been trying to get pregnant and you're just searching and looking for anything and everything for what in the world you can do to help support your body, then you're totally going to love today's episode. So let's dive into this one amazing habit that you can do probably in less than 5 minutes a day. I mean, definitely less than 5 minutes a day. Let's go. Hey, sister. Welcome to For the Love of Hormones podcast. Do you have a desire to get pregnant in God's design and be free from the pressure of going straight to IUI or IVF? Hey, I'm Becca. While I was blessed with two children, I then suffered from three miscarriages. I too felt emotionally wrecked anytime I was around a pregnant friend. I wanted to understand God's design for my body and how to care for it naturally, but I just kept telling myself that it was too complicated and I needed to be content with my circumstances. Until I found the answer, hormone health and tracking. In this podcast, you will find answers to all of your period, ovulation, and cycle questions so that you will be able to find the path for getting pregnant in God's design. So sister, for the love of hormones, put that pregnancy test stick down and grab your Bible, matcha green tea, and a journal because it's time for a Come to Jesus and Hormones meeting.
All right, peeps, if you are just now thinking about working with Becca, I 120,000% recommend it. Becca is the most amazing teacher. I'm a nurse. I've been a nurse for 8 years. I know the physiology of the body, but Becca made it so much easier to understand and for me to take us kind of a step back from what I know and piecing it together better. It was mind blowing. When I came to Becca, I had like the medical understanding of what my body was kind of doing, but not really. Like, I didn't really understand the different phases of my cycle and what that all meant and what different signs my body was sending me. And Becca made that all so easy to understand. And now I feel like I'm on a better path for my journey and understanding how God made me to be me. So I get goosebumps saying this, but I so loved my time with Becca, and I know she's a true godsend, and God made her for this and to help us women understand this journey and just understand better.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Amanda. Amanda was a joy to work with, and it was definitely intimidating to serve a nurse and to like teach her, hey, here's how your cycle works and here's how your body works. But Amanda was so gracious in that teaching of like, yeah, I mean, I knew a little bit of this, but we did not learn this in medical school. So anyways, if you are kind of in a state where you feel like you know when you ovulate or you feel like you're tracking your hormones or you feel like things are okay, but if you truly haven't had professional help and if you truly haven't had your hormones properly assessed or you just don't like feeling like the feeling of being trapped in a corner for IUI or IVF or certain medications or prescription medications to kind of force your body getting pregnant, then I really want you to just take a step back and think, because I know, like, if you're a Christ-following woman, you're also just like in a mess of, Lord, I want to get pregnant. I want to healthfully carry a baby, but I want to do this your way. I don't want to take this into my own hands. I feel like I know what's going on, but there's something missing here. What do I do, God? And so I am here to tell you to stop trying to figure it out. Stop asking Google for questions about your period and ovulation. And like, how do you get pregnant naturally and all of that? Because it's not going to help you. It's just going to confuse you and frustrate you. And anyways, like, I am here to help you understand what is going on with your period, with your ovulation, with your menstrual cycle, and how all of that pertains to you getting pregnant or not getting pregnant or getting pregnant and it being a little hairy scary for a possible miscarriage. So I'm here, guys. Like, I am trained to help you spiritually, physically, and emotionally figure out what's going on and make changes to support restoring your fertility healthfully in God's design. So I want you to go right now to beccayon.com/course and get started with me so that we can get the ball rolling on some real answers about what's going on with your cycle and getting pregnant. Okay. Okay. Go to beccayon.com/course. So it's been a joy to work with so many people so far and help them figure out what's going on and like what to do about it. So big thing. Okay. Also, if you guys have not left a review yet, I so appreciate every single one of you who have. So if you have, like, just give yourself a high five on the back because you're really cool and awesome. But if you have not left a review yet, would you take a minute to leave a review? Or if you have, you can click download on the show or you could share it with a friend. But seriously, just leaving a review or texting your favorite episode to a friend means so much to me to get this word out. Because you guys, if you've been listening for a little bit, you know that me doing this podcast is a calling from God to share these things with you and to bring light to kind of this dark space of women's healthcare and fertility and getting pregnant and recovering from miscarriages. And is there anything else we could do aside from fertility treatments? Yes. And I am here to be the spokesperson for that in the name of Jesus. And so, so please share this, leave a review. It means so much and it gets the word out to more people. And I'd love to know what you think. So, for those of you who have left a review, thank you so much, especially those of you who like this podcast has really legitimately blessed you and encouraged you, or called you out or whatever. Thank you for leaving a review and letting me know about all that. It means a lot to me. And then it's serving other women like who are in a similar position to you. So I appreciate you guys. Okay. So our verse, for this episode is Hebrews 11:1. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. So are you really, really curious? Like, okay, Becca, what is this one habit? What is this one thing that I can do in less than a few minutes a day so that we can finally get pregnant? And I just want to come at you with just a big heart of compassion and empathy, because I know that this is a very hard journey and you may have been struggling to get pregnant for so long and you just feel like you're on your last thread of hope, if it's even there, if you are even gripping it between your thumb and your pointer finger. And I just want to encourage you that the Lord is with you. And no matter how long you have been doing this or how long you guys have been trying and doing all of these different things, I just want you to know God has been with you every single step of the way, whether you have felt Him or you have not felt Him. And I'm just here to encourage you on that. Now, when it comes to doing a simple habit, that's why I really want to bring in this Hebrews 11:1 verse. Let me say it again. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. So this habit I'm going to talk to you guys about today it's talking about tracking your cycle. And tracking your cycle is something very basic, but very unknown. So something that our testimonial at the beginning mentioned, Amanda, she was a nurse. She went to medical school. She knew a lot about the woman's body and ovulation, but she didn't fully understand how it all worked. Just because medical schools do not go over fertility awareness methods and how they work. And so there's just a huge gap in education for not only us who are not medical professionals, right? Like we didn't go to medical school and we're still trying to figure out our body, but even those who did go to medical school, if they didn't do any additional training for the woman's cycle, for fertility awareness methods post-medical school, I mean, if you do a lot of homework and a lot of research, you may end up knowing more about your body than your doctor or than your nurse will. So, so this habit of charting is a big thing. And a few things I want to clarify, like what is this? How do you do it? Why is it important? And what to not do? So I'm going to go through all of these things. Now, when it comes to charting, again, the reason I have this verse is it takes a lot of faith to chart because you can observe your body and you can write down your biomarkers, but you're probably not going to totally understand what they mean. So that's why it's really important when you learn how to chart to do it through a verifiable method and to do it with a professional who can have eyes on your chart to interpret it for you, right? Like, you can write this book in this new language about your body, but you might not know what it means. And so it's really important to have someone interpret it for you, of which you guys know I'm so here for you to be able to do that through my course and working with me one-on-one. So first, let's talk about what is charting. So charting is being trained through a fertility awareness method to chart your biomarkers, which basically means like bodily signs or bodily observations, and you're just charting it, okay? So you're trained and educated through a certain fertility awareness method, and you are just doing what it said to do, basically. Now, you guys know, if you've been here for a little bit, I am a certified FEM instructor. So that stands for Fertility Education and Medical Management. And FEM is one of the newer fertility awareness methods out there that you can get trained in and educated in. And what I particularly really enjoy about FEM is it goes very in-depth so that you actually understand, you not only understand how to chart, you understand what it means and what you're charting and what, like, you have a much bigger knowledge than someone who charts some different methods. I'm not dogging other methods. Like, I'm not here to do that, but a lot of methods only will teach you, here's how to chart to avoid pregnancy or to get pregnant, but it's not going to tell you what it means about your hormones and what it means about your cycle and what it means about your ovulation. So that's what one of the reasons I love FEM is it goes really, really deep so that you actually understand why when you're charting a certain type of mucus, like, what does it mean? And what does it mean when you have that kind of mucus at different times in your cycle? Like, you're learning in depth to the point where you typically, most of my clients get so fired up once they finished their education that they want to become FEM educators because it's so cool and in depth and detailed, but it's also like, why doesn't everyone know this? So why didn't I learn this in high school for sex ed? That's really what it should be. But anyway, so that is what charting is and how to do it. So this is the simple habit. Like, once you're trained in a method, of which I teach that method and a lot more inside of my course, I teach the FEM method. It's 3 FEM sessions. But once you learn how to chart, even after the first FEM session, you officially know how to chart and you can start charting that day. So inside of my course, you guys get to go into module 1. Module 1 is understand your body, part 1. So there's a few other things in there, and FEM session 1 is right in there. So you will know how to chart like that day right after you get started, and it's so easy and basic. Now, it does take a couple months to get confident with charting and get confident with, understanding what your body is showing you, especially if you have irregular cycles. So if you have irregular cycles or if you have big fat question marks, I always encourage women who do the course to do it VIP. So that way you can have my help through the whole thing and I hold your hand through the whole thing. But doing it, like, you literally just print out a paper chart. I provide my clients inside of the course with a customizable chart. So not only are you charting your biomarkers, but you're also charting your what I call hot buttons. So if you are more prone to anxiety, or if you're prone to just being exhausted, or you're prone to having a low libido, it just any kind of symptoms, or if you're like super constipated and you want to track your bowel movements, that chart is going to teach you how to chart your ovulation cycle, but it's also going to allow you to chart your other symptoms that you're kind of just dealing with. And you're going to start to see that with your cycle biomarkers. And so we might be able to make some connections of like, oh, well, here's why you're constipated at this time in your cycle, or, oh, here's why you're more anxious at this time in your cycle. And here's what we can do about it. So it's really cool to like just get this holistic picture of what's going on with your body, cycle and ovulation wise and otherwise, right? Because they're actually all connected and we often don't realize that. So the reason it's important to just do this little habit of charting, again, it takes a couple minutes a day. You have a paper chart, you just kind of go through and you mark down what you observed for that day in yourself. And literally it takes 2 minutes a day. So the reason why it's important, and I want to talk about what to not do first. So I don't want you guys to jump in and you're learning how to chart, you're taking the course, and you're just like hotly analyzing what you observe every single day. Because if you're doing that, and especially if it's on your heart's desire to healthfully carry a pregnancy, you're going to get burned out and you're going to get anxious and it's going to stress you out because you're going to think like, oh my gosh, like what? Okay, now I know these things. Why isn't my mucus doing what it's supposed to be doing? Or why isn't my temperature doing what it's supposed to be doing? Or why is my period not doing what it's supposed to be doing? And you're just going to like kind of freak yourself out and you're going to like just get anxious, which is the exact opposite thing of what we need to do. And it's going to stress you out and you might get burned out with it. So what's important is you turn your brain and your emotions off. Okay. Because you're not going to analyze day to day. You are not a charting expert. You're not a hormone expert. If you are, you probably don't belong here in this podcast. Like you're wanting to learn more, right? But if you try to analyze from the day to day, you're going to get haywired and discouraged. What's really important to do is to chart for a full cycle. And what I do with my clients inside of my course is you get started, you start charting, and we have a meeting like right away, pretty much as soon as you finish one of the first modules inside of the course, we have a one-on-one phone call and I do a hormone assessment with you and we figure out like, okay, here are some of the root issues that your needle is pointing to that we want to address. And here's my recommendations for you. And so you get started on those things. And while you're starting on those recommendations that I give you, you are charting. And then what we do is you continue working through the course, learning like, okay, here's how to chart better. Here's me growing in my understanding of this. And here's other things that I can do to support my hormones. And then once you have a full cycle's worth of charting, then we have a second meeting and then you get me to interpret it for you. And that's what's so important is until you've gone like basically through my entire course and my entire program. And honestly, maybe you want to become a certified instructor after that yourself so that you can grow in your knowledge and understanding to help others, but also to understand your own body. It's just important until you have like a professional expert level of knowledge to have someone helping you understand what your chart is saying. Because I think one of the saddest things is for someone to learn how to chart and they start to chart and then they get frustrated with it and then they just quit. And they never asked for help. They never asked for eyes on their chart. They never asked for an interpretation or like, hey, like, is there anything wrong with this? Or is there anything that you would be concerned about? And asking someone like myself or another charting expert for what do you think about this? Like, if you're not doing that, that's a huge disservice to your own body because you're doing this really important habit of charting. But if you're not getting professional expert help, like you may be missing red flags, you may be missing yellow flags, or you may be like thinking everything is wrong, but actually everything is great. Like, wouldn't you love to hear like, oh yeah, your chart looks awesome. You know, I love also charting with like extra hormones. And I know I've talked about the Neato monitor before, and that's another biomarker that I talk about inside of my course and how to observe that along with the FEM method, because it's not included in the standard FEM method, but I do love doing that as well. So to sum it up, that is the habit that you can do in less than a couple minutes a day that can truly help you to get pregnant. Like if you've never done this before and you have been like, if you've never been educated in a fertility awareness method and you've been like trying all these things, trying all these devices, trying all these apps, trying all these suggestions on Google, trying, and you haven't had like a professional to help you, girl, like you, this is what you need to do. Okay. So I really encourage you to get on that, go to my website, beccayon.com and check it out because I am here to help you and help you learn how to do this and then what to do about it, right? Like how can you actually help your hormones? How can you help the concerns or the flags that we see in your chart? And yeah, I'm so here to help you with that inside of that course. Yeah, put everything in there. Okay. And again, I want to circle back to Hebrews 11:1, because charting takes faith. It takes faith in God, honestly, to be like, okay, Lord, I'm going to be diligent. I'm going to do this charting thing. And I don't understand it. I can't see what's going on inside of my body. And so I need your help to accurately discern what I am seeing and to not get my emotions in it, but to keep my eyes fixed on you and to have faith that this is what you have called me to as an act of obedience to understanding what's going on inside of my body and how I can support it. So Lord, I'm going to have faith in you. And so that's a prayer that I encourage you guys to have. Okay, so that is what I have for you guys today. Before I pray for y'all, I would love for you to come into the Facebook group and let us know, like, how is charting going for you? Like, have you ever been trained in a fertility awareness method to chart? And I will be very frank. I've trained other people who have learned different types of methods, and they've still gone through my course or with my program, and they've learned the FEM method, and they've been impressed of like, wow, I actually learned a lot more under FEM than so-and-so method. So I would encourage you, if you have learned another method and like it hasn't served you in the way that you wanted it to, I would encourage you to try this, because not only are you getting the fertility awareness method, you're getting a lot more about like how to actually help your body. So that's definitely something I would encourage you to try. Okay, I'm getting like, I'm like going in circles here. All right, okay, that's what I was going to talk about. Okay, so next week, guys, we have something really special coming up. So I encourage you to tune in next week. I am doing a really fun podcast episode series. So it is called a Healthy Conception Series, and you are not going to want to miss it. I will be on with you guys daily, Monday through Thursday. Maybe Friday, probably not, but just Monday through Thursday for pretty short episodes. So get ready for that. If you have been looking for a healthy conception, you'll definitely want to be there. So let me just pray over you, and I will close this out for today. Lord Jesus, we just come before you. And God, I thank you so much for your word and the hope that it brings. I thank you for this gift of knowledge that you have given to us about charting our cycle through these evidence-based methods. I thank you for the science that has been given to back these things up so that we can understand in greater depth your design for our bodies. Lord, I just pray over the woman who is listening to this, who has been trying everything, or maybe she's never heard about this type of charting, or she's charted before. I lift her up to you, Lord. I pray that you would give her a special conviction and a special discernment for learning if you are calling her to chart her cycle through one of those fertility awareness methods. I pray you would just convict her on it, Lord, and that she would be obedient to it. And just walk in it. And I pray that you would bring her an expert. I would love to be that person, or if it's someone else, that's great, Lord. Whoever it is that has a lot of knowledge to be able to interpret her chart to support her in what she can do from home, in ways to honor and please you, to support her cycle based off what we see in her chart. And so I just pray you would give her faith to step into it, because if she's never heard of this before, I know it sounds really weird and really crazy, but I just pray you would give her faith to step into it, and that she would keep her eyes fixed on you when it's fun to chart and when it's not fun to chart. And I pray that her eyes and mind would be fixed on you and not on what she sees, but that she would just be able to step back and observe a full cycle to see what's going on. So I just lift all of this up to you, Lord. And ultimately, God, you know exactly what is going on inside of her. And so I pray for your hands to be upon her. I pray for healing for her. I pray for answers. I pray for just knowledge, gifts of knowledge and discernment and wisdom and a great conviction towards you and towards whatever it is that you are asking her to do. I lift all these things up in your holy name. Amen. Okay, girl, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you please take 30 seconds and leave a quick review on Apple Podcasts? Literally just pause this, scroll on down, click write a review, and I promise it'll take 2 seconds, well, maybe like 25 seconds, and it would bless me so much to see what you thought about this episode and to hear your feedback. And also, if you could share this in a quick text message to the friend or family member that you were thinking of while listening to this episode, that would be awesome. It just lights me up to know that this podcast is helping you and other people. And girl, I pray that your progesterone is awesome. I'll meet you back next Thursday for another episode. Have a blessed day.